The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Ew. Oh, sorry. My bad. 6:25. Go on, I'll tell you. It's Thursday show. Hypothetical Thursday, Stu. Get ready for that. It's Q105. Stu, of course, is Susie's alter ego that hates everything and everybody and says very vulgar things.
He kind of shows up midweek.
I like it when he shows up. It's the best. Sunny today in 83. It's 62 now. It's a cumulus compound. Text or call to be a part of this awesome show. 419-240-1055. And now, welcome to the show. Yummy 320 is here. Yeah.
Good morning.
Paul, hi, Paul.
There's a lot of applause. I'm not sure why, but how's it going?
It's going.
You safely made it to work.
Yes.
Without killing
even though
animals.
You were a minute and 20 seconds late.
I was at Susie's fault. I stopped to say hi to her. So.
Yeah, we were
expecting I'm rolling her on the bus.
Listen
and he came in a different car today, so I always got to see what's going on.
It's like a used car lot.
How much damage on your van?
I did not find out yesterday as promised because.
But is it a secret? They won't tell you?
No, they couldn't get out there in time, so today's the day.
Where?
To go to the shop
to
where it is. My progressive guy has got
to
go out there and do an event. Couldn't get out there. Can come out today.
Your insurance guy sucks, man. My guys, they come out whenever there's something.
Well, I'm okay with it.
I'm big time radio.
Oh,
guy.
I understand.
Yeah, right.
Does your progressive guy know that you're
who you are?
No.
See, that's the mistake you're making.
I called my agent guy who does not care and had me talk to the people.
My insurance guy's John Payak. Okay?
Oh my goodness, Payak the insurance. Legendary.
Yeah, legendary. Woo! He's been my insurance agent. I saw him yesterday. Because we're making some changes. Because my daughter is going to be driving soon, jacking up the stinking car insurance. Anyway, so we had to switch carriers because one we were going with was
not
too
willing
expensive.
To play ball. Yeah. No, forget it.
And John's like, yeah, whatever Denny wants, we give it to him because you know he understands the power of the microphone.
Oh, boy.
See, that's the mistake you're making.
Use
this, you know, only for good. It's never for bad, or for my own personal gain.
Well, my agent guy knows me. He's known me for a lot of years and doesn't care what I'm nobody.
Oh,
he just
doesn't care.
Because we'll spend the first 10 minutes on the phone breaking rocks with each other and insulting him. He goes, what do you want, by the way? And so I'll tell him. You know.
Oh, that's nice. So he doesn't respect you like everybody else.
Nope.
Just like everybody else. Treats you like crap till they need you.
There you go.
And then it's like, hey, can you check my remote? All right, so.
Nice.
What is the deal with the text you gave us about somebody's ashes showed up at your house yesterday?
Unfortunately, we've had a death in the family.
Sorry to hear that.
And Russ was a goofy good guy, and unfortunately, his heart just didn't make it, plain and simple. And
how old was he?
61.
Are you kidding?
Oh,
yeah,
he was young.
There was nothing. Yeah, it was
he was
stupid.
A baby.
Yeah.
He was barely a hit puberty.
His ticker was terrible, and he had
ticker trouble his whole
life.
Ticker
trouble, and he had the diabetes.
Did he have all his toes?
I don't know if I've ever seen him without shoes, but it's one of those things that just it left him a bad bad hand, I guess. And the funeral home received the box of ashes, and told girlfriend's sister, who's unfortunately going through this, that hey, he's ready for pickup, essentially, and kind of like your pizza. And
could they Uber him over?
Well, they could have, but they're getting ready to close, and she was in another part of town. Oh man, and started losing her mind.
Well, I think it would have been okay to pick it up the next day.
That was the suggestion, but
right?
She heard
they had
it
to have him now because they didn't want him to be lonely or something.
And I guess, yeah,
I understand that he's
your husband. I guess I get it.
No,
so
no, I understand.
She
that.
Called.
That hurts.
She called her sister, which is Lady T, and said, "Hey, you're less than a mile away. Can you go get him before they close? I'll stop by."
So the woman you're living in sin with.
Correct. Doesn't sound judgy at all.
No.
And and so she went to go get the bag of, it's not an urn, it's
ashes.
A box. Bag of ashes. Yeah, it was a nice bag.
How big?
Is
it a quart?
Did you take a picture?
Here's
you should have.
I'm going to.
Okay.
But
too late.
The thing is that it looks like a cigar box.
That's
almost.
That's what I was wondering.
A big cigar box. A big humidifier almost. So it's in a nice label. It's in a nice logoed bag. Marsh does a hell of a job with their marketing, and they brought the whole thing, and she left it right there. And
so you get home, and there it is.
Well, no, I'm upstairs working, and then I gotta go. I'm leaving. I'll be back. And I'm, okay, I don't know. And then I come back down, and she points. I say, "Oh, look, Russ is here." So
Which is
the deceased and the departed.
Wow.
And so I went, well, okay. And then she told me the story. They're on their way. Okay, fine.
Was it a little creepy?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah. But it was okay. I mean, it's okay, too. I get it. You know, it's okay. And then that's when the sister and mom came over, and then there was the two-hour conversations about things. And I said, okay, I'm going back up to work, you know. And then she took the bag of ashes with her.
What are they going to do with them?
Yeah.
Saturday, there is a...
They're going to spread them over like an all-you-can-eat buffet?
I don't have any idea what they're going to do exactly.
Maybe over Baskin-Robbins?
Might be a world tour. Might go to different houses.
See, I think that's the best way. That's why I'm getting cremated. Because I want the kids to be, enjoy.
Me, sorry.
Oh.
Enjoy, take me around and stuff.
Yeah, but at some point, they'll forget about
that's
you.
That's okay.
You'll be discarded.
I don't care.
Well,
then dump me in a sand trap at Michigan's golf course. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, but as soon as you do that, then there's a new development going in. And
sure.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Well, he'll be on
that golf course is staying there forever. It's been there forever. It'll be there forever.
He'll be on a display Saturday. We're having a celebration of life potluck. And
with lots of sweets,
where everybody will be invited to come and pay their respects.
Well, A through M brings the salads, and
I didn't know that was
how they do that.
Oh yeah,
So I'll be making big sandwich and a bunch of them and participating. But anyway, so we had a visitor at the house.
That's
so.
Really awesome.
That's awesome.
All right, 6:30, 419-240-1055. Walmart condemns back to school gun store display. This is up on my blog today.
It is indeed.
Normally I put videos up, but this one is so stupid I had to put this one up. Walmart has already apologized, and they're going to keep apologizing for a display in one of its stores. It looks like it's selling guns as back to school items. The photo, which you can see if you go to my blog, shows a case full of guns, and it's like a spindle of shotguns in a glass case. There's a bunch of them, okay? It's very tall, and it's very noticeable, okay? And it says in a sign above it that reads, "Own the school year like a hero." Selling shotguns, Susan.
I'm pretty positive whoever designed that did not watch the news the past 10 years.
No. And here's the thing. First off, it's not a Walmart around here, okay?
Yeah.
It's in Evansville, Indiana. That's where the morons are. That would never happen here locally. No.
You get a shotgun.
Walmart responded by calling the display horrible. The company wouldn't identify which of their stores. Yeah, well, it's Evansville, Indiana. I just told you. They're afraid to. The spokesman says the company is not happy and is working diligently to take care of the situation, which means people are getting fired.
Oh, for sure.
You know, this isn't the first time that they've had trouble. Back in 2014, the company forced to apologize over the so-called fat girl costume being on its website.
Mm.
Remember that?
Yeesh.
Last September, a Walmart Panama City Beach stacked boxes of Coke to resemble the World Trade Center in an apparent attempt to commemorate 9/11. Yeah, they didn't mean any disrespect. And then, of course, they took it down right away. And then just last month, a wig cap being sold on the website was described as N-word brown. Remember that? Walmart has a track record for doing stupid stuff. But this one, this is the worst.
Man.
Own the school year like a hero. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, it's on my blog. You want to check it out. All right, 6:33. We've all experienced it. We've all dealt with it on the road. Well, one woman experienced road rage in a way that, we can only imagine. I'll give you the details of her story. And then you're going to meet her at the top of the hour, about 7:10-ish or so. She's coming in studio. This is how passionate she is about getting the word out and catching this guy in his pick-me-up truck who just decided to ram her. Yeah. All the deets coming up. Don't move. Denny and the girls hanging out with you live and local on Q105.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather Center. Attention, Northwest Ohio. Jim White Toyota. Open 24/7 at jimwhitetoyota.com. Right car at the right price right now.
Today, mostly sunny and 83. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance for a stray shower or thunderstorm and 63.